Hey everybody, it's Creek and Kipe on Baseball, and today we're going to talk about Canada, about baseball in Canada, about where it came from and where it is today. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Here we are in Toronto for a short two-game series. It's the Creek and Kipe Show. And Mikey, when you were a National League guy, and I started out in the American League, so in Canada, you were playing the Expos, and I was playing the Blue Jays. And the first time I ever went to Toronto with the Indians was their expansion year, which I'm going to say was 1977. I think it was 77. It was 76 or 77. The Seattle Mariners came in at the same time. And I got to tell you, baseball was a little different in Canada than what we all were used to in the United States. We'd roll into their stadium, which was a football stadium, and they changed it around a little bit for baseball, and it was deathly quiet. You could hear, you know, mom and dad arguing in the second row, and you were like part of the family. And that changed when they got into their new ballpark, which is not new anymore, but the Dome. But I'm wondering if you remember what it was like when you went to Montreal for the first time.
I absolutely do. Well, I was really excited. I mean, it was the first road trip I ever went on. And we headed out, and we were going to go to Philadelphia, New York, and Montreal. And New York, Montreal was exciting because it was like Europe to me. Everybody was speaking French, and, I mean, the signs were all in French, and it was just so cool. But at that time, we were playing at Jerry Park, which was an old AAA ballpark, basically. Right. And, you know, the Expos had been playing there. This would be the last year that they would ever play it. Park Jerry, they would move into Olympic Stadium, you know, in 1977. But the very first time that I was there, it was freezing. And like you say, there was a lot of people there, but they weren't making any noise. It was like playing in front of a Norman Rockwell painting. It was the weirdest thing. It was just no noise.
Yeah.
But it was very cool because, you know, the clubhouse, the post-game spread was like food I'd never seen before. And so the whole thing was kind of exotic to me, and I loved it. I always did love going up there. The one thing that they had up in Montreal, that they had more street musicians than any other city.
Right.
And it was so cool. You could get in the metro and you could, you know, go to Olympic Stadium. And you got out and they had this tunnel that was completely tiled in. The acoustics were insane. And you just walked by one after another, these little street musicians. And I would purposely get there about an hour early so I could take the walk and listen to the street musicians. It was like no other place. I loved it. Until you had to go play at Olympic Stadium, and then that wasn't any fun.
It was really quiet. One of my favorite stories about Toronto is, remember Danny Ainge?
Yeah.
And Danny Ainge was a great basketball player, right? I think it was at BYU. So he gets drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays, and everybody felt like he probably should have played basketball. But anyway, so Danny Ainge is playing third for the Blue Jays, and he's like on a 0-for-35 streak. And people in Toronto are getting a little weird about this, right? So seventh inning stretch, people all stand up, and a guy throws a basketball on the and it rolls right in front of Danny Ainge at third base. So Danny Ainge picks it up, right? And it, look, you know he wanted to dribble it, right? Maybe go between his legs, behind his back, but he picked it up and he rolled it back into the dugout. And I thought, Danny, you missed your shot.
That
man.
Was a photo
you
op,
missed
my
your
friend.
Shot. And now with social media, it would have been a major hit all around the country. But that day, we were the lucky ones on the Cleveland Indians to witness it.
Memories from Canada.
Woohoo!
It's Creek and Kipe on Baseball. Enjoy this great game.